Well, I want to warn you about that introduction. I gave the information to Laura that I'd been a priest for 10 years. I was a therapist for, I've been a therapist for 27 years and studied the Course in Miracles for 40 years. That either makes me a very old man or an expert. Well, that was the hidden punch in that introduction. And this will come up later. Remember, you're supposed to think I'm an expert. Now, I've been doing marriage counseling for 27 years. And I have noticed something. When people give up on love, they embrace power over the other. When loving one another becomes difficult, we tend to give up. And we revert to having power over the one that we used to love. The kind of power I'm talking about looks like blame, judgment, and criticism. Love looks like forgiveness, acceptance, and encouragement. You remember Andy and Mayberry? Remember Andy? In Andy and Mayberry, Andy represented love and Barney represented power. Barney was a little paranoid, so he was constantly afraid of a crime wave coming to Mayberry. As a result of his fear, Barney was constantly armed and dangerous, with a pistol on his hip and a bullet in his shirt pocket. Andy was constantly talking Barney out of his paranoid fantasies and urging him not to make a big deal out of his fears. Now, we are faced with a choice every day of whether to be Andy or Barney. As Jesus put it, be in the world, but not of the world. As Charles Fillmore put it, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. You all know that by heart, don't you? Yes, isn't that great? The world has forgotten its spiritual identity and too often is going for its gun. Most of my life, I have been Barney, going for my gun, struggling to find my bullet, defending myself from my own imagination. When we do the divinity salute, I sometimes think to myself, the Barney in me. Greets the Barney in you. And together we are very nervous. Luckily, I found Edgar Cayce early in life at 8 years old. 8 years old. In his readings, Edgar Cayce says that we come from God, and incarnation after incarnation, we go back to God. Amen. But our identity is from God. Who am I? I'm a child of God. Who are you? A child of God. Amen. I love it when we're in agreement. So from the age of 8, I had a secret identity. Tom Baker, child of God, reporting for duty. Because I was so often afraid, I was a bit smug about my stealthy identity. People would say in a downcast way, Well, I'm only human. And I would think to myself, what fools these mortals be. When I get scared, I get arrogant, superior. I knew something about myself that no one else noticed, and that was true about all of us. But only a few knew our true identity. I felt that made me someone special. When I became a priest, I even wore a uniform that pointed to my special identity. Holy priest, and vestments that made me look like a bearded angel in aviation glasses. Remember those aviation glasses? Yeah, that's what I wore. As a priest, what I noticed was how frightened the world was. Everywhere we are told from many, many sources that we might be sick, we might be poor, we might be wrong, and ultimately we are going to die. That's the news of the world. What if we were told we might be well? We might be prosperous. We might be right. And that death was an enormous and frightening illusion where the body dies and the spirit is released to soar into a loving universe. That's the good news of the gospel and the good news of the kingdom. That's what we hear in church. But in real life, how does our divine identity work? In other words, when the chips are down, can my divine identity save me? Speaking from experience, this was not in the introduction, I would say yes. About a year ago, I was giving a talk at the ARE, Edgar Casey Institute, when I had a panic attack. I began to shake, and I couldn't stop. Like this. This is the moment that a speaker hopes never comes. This was catastrophe. I'm a little uncomfortable even talking about it. It made sense that I would have a panic attack since I was talking about something I knew very little about. I was talking about grief. And the truth of the matter is, I have known very little grief in my life. Believing in the spirit world, I have no fear of death. It's life I worry about. And here I was in the middle of life, feeling naked and afraid before a group of very surprised people. At first, I thought I was dying. And then I noticed that my breathing was okay, and my heart was all right. I didn't have any heart pain. And then I thought, maybe I'm dying to who I'm supposed to be. What do you think of that? You think that's right? Because who I was supposed to be was the authority. I immediately started the story about myself. You're a phony. You're a charlatan. You're a fake. Then I remembered something I had read in the Course in Miracles that morning. And it was very simple. It said, you are as love created you. It later said, love created you like itself. And I thought, and then I calmed down. I stopped shaking. I I am a spiritual being having a miserable human experience. And I was among other spiritual beings like myself who also loved me. On the surface, they were embarrassed for me. I could see that they were uncomfortable. They weren't shaking, but they were like this. When people bow their heads, it's a sign of problems. Except when you pray. Well, I calmed down and I started to feel rather well. The worst thing had happened and I was still standing. Inside, I was all right. Embarrassment is sort of like an extreme sport. You don't know what will happen next, so you're forced into the present moment and sometimes forced into your true self. In a few minutes of shaking, I shook off the false self, the expert, and became one with myself and everyone there. Now, my false self is the expert, or as women put it, the mansplainer. The mansplainer. You ever run into the mansplainer? Yes. Many of you have and turned away. I can understand that. Women nag and men explain why they're nagging and how to fix it. None of this works, by the way. Most of my adult life, I've thought I needed to be the expert explainer. This false self, my own Barney Fife, has made me very nervous. My true self simply says, I love who you and I are becoming. Now, when I say the world is falling apart, I mean that confused human beings are afraid. The world is not really something outside of ourselves. It's a reflection of each of us. All put together, we call that the world. And the world is very afraid. When we become afraid, we blame one another, we judge, we criticize. It's a mess. It's made our politics a brutal affair. Plus, we trust one another less and less. Yet we are not trapped in our politics or in our catastrophic fantasies about the future and each other. We are spiritual beings experimenting with being human and bringing the human race to a peaceful place. But we live forever. Life is like a psychodrama in which we learn by going through lots and lots of ordeals. You often say, I know, because I say it too, I don't want any drama in my life. Good luck. This place is made of drama. Come on. All of our entertainments are dramatic. We pay money to watch drama. And we're dramatic with each other. But with every ordeal we experience, we become a little more peaceful, a little more courageous, and a little more kind. I tell myself, and I tell you now, don't give up on the world. Because despite appearances to the contrary, we are very close to peace. It's all a matter of remembering who we are and spreading the good news, that all of us are the sons and daughters of love itself. In that, we are all experts. So sweet. Laura said, do you want to do the meditation or do you want me to do it? I, as usual, forgot the meditation. Feet on the floor. Head in the clouds. Remember now that you are as love created you. And love created you like itself. Fear not. You are loved. You are noticed. You are cared for. Every hair on your head, every step you take is counted and noted. Nothing is forgotten, and nothing is wasted. This life has not been a failure. This life has not been a mess. Nothing to regret, only ordeals to learn from. We have learned great things. The greatest of which is our divinity, which learns of itself by moving away and towards itself, back and forth, who I wish to be and who I am. Dear Lord, this day, help us to lay back, to sit back, to relax into who we are. Without regret, without fear of the future, without fear of scarcity or abandonment or rejection, but knowing that we are loved and we are forgiven. In the silence now, sit and do not think, but let yourself be held in the arms of grace. Remember who you are.
you, Tom.